Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Imagine you're in this room, and it's just a regular room that has a door on it. And on the other side of that door, God is on the other side of that door. Provision is on the other side of that door. Forgiveness is on the other side of that door. I mean, everything, just the ebb and flow of a fruitful, joy-filled, blessed life is on the other side of that door. And if you knew this, and you were going through, in your room, you're going through your daily life, all the things that happen, the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, but you're doing it outside of God. But then on the other side of that door, you know God is there. And people told you who's on the other side of that door. And all you can do is imagine it, because even though they say that you've heard from God and that was God speaking to you, you don't have yet a grid that that was God yet. You don't know it. You will one day. By the way, if the door opens for you, you'll know everything. You'll see God from the beginning of your life and how he was involved in it. But you don't know that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine that. Imagine that here you are living your life in this room. You have a family, or you don't have a family. You have a job. You're living your life. You're going to work. You're living whatever. But you know it's hurting. You know, you're trying to figure things out. You know, on the outside, you know, you're all whatever. But the inside, you know, you're terrified. You don't know how tomorrow you're going to make it. Everything is a threat to you. Maybe you're reacting out of anger to hold people back from possibly taking you down. Or maybe it's, you know, you just put a smile on your face, but inside you, your heart is just shattered and it's broken. Whatever, you know, you're alone.
Mm.
Even though you're with people in your life, in your room, you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
But you know there's this door. I mean, you know, you don't, sometimes, you know, there's been times when you know, proverbially, you try to cover up the door, you painted it the same color as the room, your life, so you kind of camouflaged it. You kind of moved the furniture around where you didn't even pay attention to it, but that door was always there. I mean, it was just always there. And every time you think you pretty well forgotten about that door and what's on the other side, you bump into somebody else that's opened the door in their life. And they start telling you what they've experienced. And you think, well, I've just got to know, but what's it going to cost me? I mean, if I open that door, I mean, this is my life. I can figure this out. I mean, granted, you know, I live a treacherous life on the inside, although outside I tell myself it's okay. And I just kind of blinded. I'm in this rut, which is a grave with both ends kicked out, just doing the same thing over and over again. And not refusing to ask myself the question, why am I doing what I'm doing? Because I'm scared I'll answer it, and it's like there's no meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I went to the coffee shop and somebody began to tell me, you know, man, I was in this room, and you know, for 25 years of my life, you know, I just totally, my parents was in a room like that, and they told me that they walked through that door, opened it a long time ago, and the things on the other side of this door, I'm like, wow, that sounds good, but I was wondering, can I still have what's in my life now and have what's on the other side of that door? I mean, it's just like, let's make a deal where I can only have door number one or door number two or room number one and room number two. But if everything that I need is on the other side of that door, everywhere I go, people are telling me about it. Mm. And I'm telling you about it right now. I mean, you could do what you want to, but you know, even when you sleep at night, you hear the proverbial statement, the door's still there. And the interesting thing is, it's like somebody's knocking on it. It's like somebody's knocking on that door. And you're thinking, you know, if that knocking would quit, I could forget about this door. And whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but hey, you know, I'm living my life without whatever's over there now, right now. And it just, I just can't grasp. And besides, look at all the things I've done. God, you know, if I open that door, you know, man, I don't think God would even invite me in because of all the things I've done in my life. All the you know, it's just bad. I might hear about God and all them holy people and stuff, and he wouldn't want anything to do with me. And I can't deal with all that rejection. I couldn't think about me opening the door and everybody else has this wonderful life with God on this other side of the door and everything's being met. God's going to reject me because of my life, my darkness, my sin, and my journey of darkness and all the things I sought to find pleasure that never brought pleasure in my life. And now I'm just left undone. But there's still a knocking at the door. There's a knocking at that door. I can't go away. And imagine everything that you would ever need. They tell you everything that you would need, everything that you, the very one that created the room that you're in and created you, that gives you the very air that you breathe, is still kindly on the other side of that door. Not going to come through that door unless you put your hands on it and you open it up. I mean, he put the door there. Because prior, there used to be a time, you have to understand, when people were in a room like you're in, but there was no door, there was no way out. I mean, you were just stuck. That was it. You know, you live, you die, that's it. You know, because of all the things that darkness does to our life, sin does to our life, there was no door at all. But now, what he did was, God had, he, listen, he brought in a construction crew, and he says, listen, I want those who want to open a door to have access to me. I want them to have access to me. I'm not going to, it's going to be the same way. I'm not going to, you know, push my way into their life or anything because I want a relationship with them. But I want a door that will be openable, that they can open to come if they choose to. If they choose to, they can come open that door, and then we can be together. Yeah, and I, you know what? I want a way where, when because of all the darkness and all the sin, I want to be able to, when they come through that door, I want them to be able to be totally like brand new, you know, like, I'm just, not only do I want to make sure they're the wrongs and the sin and the, you know, the greed, the lust, the relationships, the whatever, that deep things in your life and heart, that I don't want that to be on. I just want to forgive them of that and remove that from their life. And I'm not even going to remember it. When they come through this door, I'm not even going to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like a bridegroom carrying a bride over a threshold. When they, I'm just going to be like, oh, look who's here. That's the kind of door I want. I want a door like that, that it's not a magical door. It's a miracle door.
Mm.
And when you walk through this door, this is what God, I installed this door. And when you walk through this door, it's going to be like night and day. I don't know if you've ever seen, sometimes they do things in movies where it's black and white on one a movie, and then they walk through this doorway and it's color, they colorize the movie on the other side. And they walk back to the door and it's kind of like that. Mm-hmm. We got this black and white life going on in your life now inside this room. But if you open that door, God's going to bring color to your life and meaning to your life and destiny to your life. And he's going to restore things that dark life, dark room is taken away from you. I mean, he put a door in. But no matter what you do, I know you tell people you're all right. You tell people you're okay. But at night, you're just hearing this. And it just won't get away, does it? It just keeps on happening. Mm-hmm. You know who that is knocking on the door of your heart? It's God. Think about it. He could blow that thing off the hinges.
Mm-hmm.
He could blow it off the hinges. He could blow it off the hinges. But you know what? This is the whole thing. He loves you so much. If he did blow it off the hinges because of your sin, you'd have to be blown away too. This door is so significant that it has to be used. As a matter of fact, it's the only access to him. But he designed a specific door that if you walk through this miracle door, then supernaturally, because of the design of this door, by the way, that has blood over its doorpost, when you walk through this door, this gateway, this door, that's the only way, but you can walk in and be in the presence of God, and you won't be blown away, and the door won't be blown away. I mean, he's not going to, if he snatched the door off, his very presence would destroy you because he's holy. But understand this, if there was a way that you could get in his presence and get the fullness of who he is, the blessing, the love, the provision, the awesomeness of who he is, and not die, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
but how can I get through it? And what is the store? And I'm going to go to bed. And all of a sudden it's... Yeah, you tell everybody you're not paying attention. You tell everybody you're not a part of it, but you know, you hear every single night. You can't even pass a Bible without hearing. You can't even pass the pastor without hearing. That Christian in the coffee shop at the Starbucks is like, I just wanted a Frappuccino. And it's like, but that's God knocking on the door that he established. There was no door prior to this door being established, which means you can access God. You can walk through this door, and it's the only way to him. And that door, let me tell you who that door is. That door is Jesus Christ. There was no way to him. There was no way to him. There's no way to deal with the things that's in our life outside of this doorway being established. Jesus Christ. The Son of God, born all man, all God, walked as we walk, yet without sin. And he, God, at just the right time, built this door. At just the right time, they talk about in the letter that Paul had written to this crew in Rome. Yeah, we always, you know, we call it the Book of Rome, but it's the people that was in Rome, and he was writing them a letter. He said, at just the right time, God built this door. At just the right time, God offered up his son as a sacrifice, the blood that had to be applied to the door. And as soon as Jesus got on that cross, willingly allowing them to put him on the cross, he was paying the price that everything that we did in the dark room so we could have access to the light room. And we could walk through that door of Jesus. And as soon as he died, the veil in the temple that divided man from God, the dividing wall that divided man from God, it split from the top to the bottom. I don't know, 30 feet high, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It just ripped. Why? Because that was the moment that God installed the door. But the thing is this. This is the thing. He can't snatch it off. If he snatches it off and his presence manifests in your life without you coming through the door and having the blood of God over the doorpost of your heart, you get judged. He does. That's not what he wants. He wants you to be forgiven. He wants you to be cleansed. He wants to restore you. But the doorway, Jesus Christ, is the only way. So don't live in this dark room anymore. Understand he knows what's going on in your life. That's why he established the door. And that's why, by the way, that's why he actually didn't have a door before Jesus, because man would have been destroyed then. But he provided a doorway now for us to get into the room of light, the room of provision, enlightenment. And understand everything inside of you says this can't work. And that's why you're living in that dark room. But there's something supernatural is going to happen to you when you walk through that door, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Something's going to happen to you the way that you think and the way that you feel, because you're going to be forgiven. You're going to be restored. You're going to be called a son and a daughter of God. You're going to be a part of the family of God. And he's going to say, enter in. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for opening the door. Thank you for accepting my son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior. Enter into your reward.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.